Welcome to the Songwriter Connection, the podcast that delves deep into the art and heart of songwriting. Each week, we gather around the dining room table to uncover the stories behind the songs. We invite you to join us on a journey to the creative minds of the songwriters who shape the melodies of our lives. From Nashville, Tennessee, here's your host, Dave Linehan.
Well, I am so excited for you to make a connection with my guests today. I've been hearing about them for a long time. And I'm so happy to introduce you to The Heels. It's H-E-L-L-S. I've got Kyla. I've got Bobby. I've got Brittany. Around the dining room table, the old Duncan Fife. And you better believe they're going to do some live songs. How are you, ladies?
Well, great.
We're good. Yeah.
Thanks for coming in today. You know, you've got such a busy day. You had write this morning.
Yeah.
You come here and then you're going to the studio tonight.
Yeah. Yes. We pack every day like that.
That's every day. Huh?
Well, we love it. So yeah. It doesn't feel like work.
It shows.
Yeah.
It really does. It doesn't look like you're having any fun at all. You got to check them out. Check out the videos and the songs. They're absolutely amazing. And you've got an amazing story. All from Vancouver.
North Vancouver,
mm-hmm. In British Columbia. And it started in your cafe.
Yes.
And you've got a couple of restaurants there.
I do, yeah.
And so tell us your story.
So Bootiful started 17 years
Bootiful.
Ago. Bootiful.
Yeah. Wow, I love that.
Thanks. And it's plant-based and it's a passion of mine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm vegan. I sing better when I'm vegan. And so I was like, wow, this is perfect. And I also dreamt of having my own venue.
Yeah.
So that's exactly what happened. I've always wanted the Bluebird. And so at the back of my restaurant, before we got super busy,
yeah.
I had a drum kit. I had a piano, a full piano. So my stage was back there with the velvet curtains and everything.
Wow.
And then we started getting busier and busier. And I had to take all that one piece out of a time, like no venue anymore. And so I moved the music to the front of the cafe and had open mics, and that's where I met Brittany. Brittany was already a barista working at the cafe,
mm-hmm.
and her and her sister had a duo, and they were just the sweetest, little most innocent little singers. And I was like, I need to hear them sing. And so I literally forced them up there.
We were shy.
Yes.
We were bedroom singers.
Yes.
Oh.
And songwriters in our
YouTube
bedroom.
Stars.
YouTube stars. So we were trying to be YouTubers when YouTube was booming.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So they went up there and I was already doing jazz and rock. I was doing music my whole life, but I just felt something that I have never felt before. When you meet someone that you know is going to impact your life, that is what happened. And I said to Brittany, apparently I sort of remember it, but I tapped her and I said, we have to sing together.
Yeah.
And then we did that night and afterwards we jammed for a long time and it was pure magic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that
we have it on video even way back in our social. It's kind of funny to watch.
Do you show anybody that?
Oh, it's on our social.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
way back.
And then, that was 11 years, 12 mm-hmm. years.
11
and,
years ago.
Wow.
And Bobby came two years after.
Yeah.
Brittany's sister, we joined a trio. Like, we formed a trio with Georgia, myself, and Brittany. We did that for 2 years. And Georgia decided to move on to hair. But I was like, we both were determined.
So now does she do your hair?
She does, yes.
She does. She does our hair. Yeah. She was
She
was ready to like go to school and go traveling and stuff. We had very busy lives, but we originally were called The Heels with H-E-A-L-S.
Right, because you were all going through something at the time, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
We changed it to H-E-E-L-S.
I love it.
Just to be a little sassy.
Yeah.
And just marketing-wise, it was great. We turned the boot, the L, into a boot.
I love it.
So
we also had like other women in the community that like worked at the cafe and just mm-hmm. lived in nearby would come and we'd just play music after hours when like the cafe would close for the day and we just would play music to feel good. So we didn't even really start to form a band. We were just starting to use music as a tool for feeling better in our personal lives.
And healing ourselves with music, which is mm-hmm. our whole mission. So Georgia decided we were very serious. We would rehearse pretty much every night. I don't remember mm-hmm. not rehearsing after hours.
Wow.
So, because it was a free rehearsal space on top of that.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, you can't beat that.
No.
Yeah.
So, and we continued rehearsing there for like the next 5 or 6 years.
Or yeah, so. Yeah, it was great.
And then?
Then.
You started getting gigs, more gigs and stuff?
Yeah, we were gigging, yeah, actually, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And so Georgia decided to leave, and then I was actually in Hawaii, and I was praying, I went on a trip, and I'm like, I do not want this band to break up. This is just feels so good. Everything just felt magical. Mm. And so it was in the middle of the night and I was praying and I went to sleep, woke up with Bobby's name. It was Bobby. I'm like, what is this Bobby?
Really?
So I went on Facebook in the middle of the night. It was probably looked like a total weirdo. And I messaged Bobby and I said, Bobby, do you want to be in our band? And we had mutual friends that in the neighborhood where my cafe is still. Mm-hmm. And they would constantly tell us to sing together.
Wow.
And so I was like, okay, well, I'm going to message her, just give it a try. And I did. And she ended up saying yes, but she has a whole other story as to why she said yes.
And we weren't all like friends before. This is very serendipitous.
I'll be darned.
Well, everybody,
Bobby,
everybody sang solo. Like the girls sang together and I'd gone to their show before and I went with a songwriter friend and we thought maybe we would pitch them some songs and they had come and seen me at a writer's round. And so we knew of each other, but we weren't friends. I seen them at the cafe all the time. And yeah. I had started something with a friend.
From what I understand, you were a regular. You used to come
yeah.
by.
Yes. Right? Regular customer.
Yes. 5 days a week. So I managed
We knew her order as soon as she walked in the door.
My high heels clicking.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a Lobo with kale.
And I managed a store in the neighborhood, and that was my retreat every day. I would go there and the vibes are so good and I would say hi to the girls and get my smoothie. And so the day before Kyla messaged me, a friend of mine had started, well, she got a book given to her from her mom. It's a book by Shonda Rhimes called The Year of Yes. And she kind of skimmed through it and was saying, you know, if I say yes to everything in my life, it's supposed to magically get better. And I was trying to be a very positive, supportive friend. So I said, well, let's do it. I'll do it with you. And the next day I read Kyla's message aloud thinking, because Kyla would come into the makeup store and buy makeup. So I thought that when I was reading Kyla's message that we would prepare a station of brushes and products. And, and then my friend said, well,
wouldn't
you have
to say
yes.
Wouldn't that be a good merch item?
Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking heels rub.
Heels makeup.
Yeah, we're getting there.
Yeah.
But Kyla was a great customer. She would come by her stage makeup.
She even bought stage makeup for me too.
Yes,
at my store.
We were all in debt. Yeah.
Yeah, let me see. Let me get this straight. So you had rehearsal space covered, hair covered, makeup covered. What else did you need?
Costumes.
Costumes. We're still waiting on someone to make us costumes.
Okay, there you go.
But I didn't. At the time, I thought I was going to go and meet the girls and maybe convince Brittany's sister to stay in the band because I had done music for so many years and just felt like there's so many ups and downs and I just didn't want her to get discouraged and leave it because I had so much regret of letting go of music.
Mm-hmm. Bobby had been doing like music professionally since she was 12, 13.
Really?
Yeah.
Bobby, that's fantastic. But so as a solo act.
Yes. And there's a lot of ups and downs and it had really become something that I thought was only, you know, a hobby in my life and that I had to pursue other things to make money. And I really let other people's limiting beliefs become my own. And so when the girls asked me, I went and then we sang together. And when we started harmonizing, I was like, wow.
Mm-hmm. Never mind.
Pretty good. Why did you say yes then?
Well, because of the year of yes.
Yes.
And I had started that year of yes with my friend. And so my friend said, you know, you have to say yes. And normally I would have probably said no. I had a really, my days were super full of 12 hours usually of working at the store. And I barely had time to do anything else. And
in heels.
Yes, in my high heels at my makeup store.
Oh, your feet must have been killing you at the end of the day.
No, she's a pro.
Well, I also had an office. I wasn't on my feet all day, but most of the day. But anyways, it doesn't matter. It's that's all history, and this is the best thing that that I ever did. And I'm glad that I had said the year of yes thing, because I feel like out of fear or self-doubt or something, I wouldn't have allowed myself to say yes. Mm. But because I had committed to this lifestyle with my friend
the day before. 24
hours before.
Perfect timing.
Yes.
Perfect timing.
Yeah.
You know, I always love harmony. That's what really struck me first about you guys. I saw a video of you doing Seven Bridges Road, which I always loved that Eagles song.
Oh, yeah.
Your harmonies are so pure. And so many different harmonies that I hear in the songs. Your voices blend like they're one.
We get told that a lot.
Yeah, and that's rare today, and I love that, and it's talent because not everybody can sing harmony. They really can't.
It's true.
Some people just don't hear it.
I couldn't when we started.
No. I know. Yeah. I always thought everybody could.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. You're a lot of unison.
School of Brittany and Kyla. They have taught me.
They helped you through.
Yeah.
Well Shania taught me.
Shania, there you go. Yes, you guys like Shania, didn't you? Yeah. You're listening to Shania and other folks too. Mm-hmm. So, and developing your own sound. And this is what I loved about you. Blend. Because you've grown up listening to everything, and you blend country and pop and even some faith-based things into your own sound.
We blend everything.
You do.
Not many genres we don't.
No. Yeah. And Brittany didn't even know that there was anything else to do in life but then to be a musician.
I come from a very musical family.
Do you?
Like, even my extended family, they're very musical up in Canada, and... So when I was a kid, all of our family gatherings were just full of music. Everyone played something or sang or did something. So I just thought when you grew up that you became a musician.
That's what you do.
That's what you do. So then I learned how to, I learned harmonizing from my dad when I was a little kid. So
You were in his band with your sister, right?
Yeah. My sister and I would sing backups in his band, but
nice. Yeah.
When Bobby joined, she thought maybe we would just harmonize with her because she's always been the main singer of what she's her project she's done. And we were like, no, we have all these songs. They're all original. We flip around.
Learn them.
Sometimes you're on the bottom. We're sometimes you're on the top. Sometimes you'll be on the melody, but we're going to flip around equally. And Bobby learned it within a week.
Wow.
We had 6 days.
Yeah. To learn it a 45 minute set.
Yeah. Because
then you had a show in six days.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And you should have seen Bobby at that show.
Wow.
She was bouncing around.
Well, nervous energy or just into it?
Well, I just had never sang behind a mic stand.
That's different.
It is.
Yes. No, it is.
I'm used to running all around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I were like just chill, sway in, doing our harmony thing. And Bobby was like, woo.
And that same friend said to her after the show.
Yeah. She was like, it sounds really good, but I'm going to be honest. The energy levels could be balanced. She said, were doing their thing and you kind of looked like a squirrel on crack. Was her
description. The same friend that started the Year of Yes.
Yes. Squirrels. So we have her to thank.
Yes,
he dibs on that band name, by the way. Squirrels on Crack.
Oh, yes. That's our alter ego.
We call ourselves the Country Squirrels.
Yes.
We generally have a whole bunch of snacks buried away.
And before the Heels really started, we sang at Christmas concerts and we called ourselves the Chickmunks.
I love that.
Close enough.
It was rodents.
You know, your buddy Scott Barry, you've written with. Scott and I had a number one in Australia, Tasmania charts with a song called Squirrel Train. Did he ever tell you about that?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I know you're right with my buddy Scott.
Yes.
And a little bird, he's a little birdie, and he told me, Kylie, that you are an amazing whistler.
Oh, yes. I love to whistle. I do. I do any type of bird. I do.
You do?
Yeah. We have on some of the recordings, I whistle on the album too.
Catch and Release has a really good whistle.
Beautiful.
She is a hunter's dream.
Yes, you are.
Just gotta find my hunter.
The vegan.
The hunter and the vegan.
Oh boy.
That would happen.
Yeah.
Hey, that happened for Carrie Underwood.
That's true.
Right. Listen, I want to give them a taste of what you, what the Heels are all about. And I'm going to take this was the title cut of your album in 2024. It's called Work of Heart, and I absolutely love it. Who did you write it with? And tell me about this song.
We wrote it with Megan Barker and Anthony Fiddler.
She's so great. Yes, very talented.
Yeah.
And who else?
And Anthony Fiddler, who's the producer of the track as well, and Brittany's husband.
Brittany's husband.
We had our second tour canceled, so we decided to head off into the mountains in British Columbia, where we're from. And we locked ourselves in there and we wrote the entire album.
I love it.
And anybody that was from Nashville that couldn't make it, they zoomed in. So Megan zoomed in. She had the title idea. She said she'd been sitting on it and just thought it suited our brand and who we were about. And so... yeah, we loved it. We ran with it. And we just loved how it turned out because we wanted to write something more vulnerable. We felt like our first two albums were very powerful and empowered. And this last album that we did, we really wanted to come from a different headspace.
We were in a different headspace.
Oh, we definitely were.
We were in the middle of a pandemic and up in Canada, it was intense. And we were
pregnant.
I was pregnant and we were like,
Oh,
really? In a like Bobby said, everything got canceled. Like we were just like, wow, like our lives really got flipped. Everyone's did, but yeah. So we were in the space with everybody. But we wrote the whole album with that energy behind it.
I love those songwriting retreats. I just came back from one last weekend up in the Smokies. So yeah, it's just great to lock yourself in mm-hmm. with a bunch of like-minded people totally. And just write,
yeah. write we also, and write. We got to work with a sound healing company up there, a sound yeah. healing center. So that's all you'll hear. It's all.
We're going to talk about that. I want to talk about that, especially here coming up. Mm-hmm. The song I Am, and because you put some healing sounds in it. We'll get to that. But let's listen to Work of Heart.
Okay.
This is The Heels, and you're listening to the Songwriter Connection podcast. They're all with me today. Those are The Heels, and they're with me around the dining room table. The rest of the songs, ladies, are life. That's
yeah.
okay.
Oh right? Yeah, we love yeah. it.
Yes, that's what we're known for. What a great song, and what a beautiful hook. Megan Barker, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's not a work of art. It's a work of art.
Yeah.
I love that. Yes. Yeah, that's how you do it.
Yeah.
You know, I heard about you long before I ever met you, and I'm just so excited that you're here. And I'm just going over your bio right now and some things I want to tell folks about. Your shows are high energy and brash. You like to bring it when you go to the shows, don't you?
Oh, we do.
Full throttle.
You've all caught up to Bobby now, right?
Yeah. We found a nice... Yes.
I don't even think so, though. Like,
no.
I try. I'm like,
we found a balance.
You found a balance. Yeah.
Like circles.
Last year, you won the Group of the Year at the Josie Awards. That's fantastic.
Thanks.
Wow. Congratulations on that. Isn't that something that you're at the Opry House and you get to step into the sacred circle to get your award, right?
It felt like a dream the whole time.
Yeah,
and we sang there too.
Did you?
Yeah.
Tell me about that experience.
Well, it was part of the award show, so we were one of the award show entertainers.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did they have the Opry band there, or did you have your own band? Or
we had our own band.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We got to go through the artist entrance, and we had
our
own dressing room, and it was it was like.
What was your dressing room? I used to give tours at the Ryman.
Mini Pearls.
You had Mini Pearls room. Okay.
Number 16.
Yeah. Our lucky number.
Yeah. There you go. I love Mini Pearl. So what a thrill, huh?
Yeah.
Isn't that something? Mm-hmm. Well, I hope that, and I think it's going to happen again for you.
Oh,
for sure.
We're praying.
And many, many times. Yeah. BCCMA, that's British Columbia Country Music Association. Mm-hmm. Some awards there, too.
Yeah. We've won quite a few there.
Yeah. Quite a few there. And you had a number one song in France?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. That was the song we sang at the Opry. Yeah. That's kind of how that came about, because that song started going viral and then people were downloading it and it started charting. Mm-hmm. And then the award show reached out and said, hey, you're nominated. So we said, oh, can we sing there?
Mm-hmm. Now, which song was that?
Hush Money.
Hush Money.
Yes.
Good song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that one you could play for us live?
We totally can. Yeah,
you totally can?
It's loud.
It's brash.
Pull back.
I do loud. It's fine.
All right. We're let's good. Go.
You got the reverb in here, right?
We got the verb in here. That's right. We got the Nashville verb. Yeah. So Brittany, you can play guitar.
Oh, we can do it now.
Let's do it.
Can we do it now?
Let's do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure. Right.
Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
The Heels are our guests, and we're so glad to have you. How long have you been in town now?
2 years almost.
2 years.
Yeah. We've been together 10 years with Bobby.
Wow. And the band. Yeah. You're doing so many exciting things.
Yes.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah. We hear the 10-year mark is the mark.
Yeah.
So we're ready for things to just take off.
You never know. You just never know.
Okay. All right. Ready?
Yep.
One, two. Down in New Orleans, they said, I got your number if you know what I mean. Come back, baby, on a Friday night. It might get messy if you play your cards right. If you need a little sugar, honey, I could pay your debt. No good girl plays hard again. Ooh, hush money. Smoky dive bar, bedroom eyes on a stolen guitar. I said, I bet you, boy, I can make you blush. If you can keep a secret, baby, hush, hush. Put your hands on me like you love me the most. Moving closer, I'ma make you a ghost. Gotta keep you hush, 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 hush. Gotta keep
hush,
you hush,
money.
Hush, hush, hush.
Hush money you gonna need to zip those lips, baby, tell me please. I said, how much hush money you gonna need to zip those lips, baby, tell me please. I said, how much hush money you gonna need to zip those lips, baby, tell me please.
Never met a man that didn't know what he needs. Said I'll take you to church, get you down. I'm a one-way
lips, those lips, baby, tell me, believe.
I said,
how much hush money you gonna need? Zip those lips, baby, tell me, believe.
I said,
how much hush money you gonna need?
Zip those lips, baby, tell me, please.
Kyla, you okay? You're right there. Oh my God, that was amazing. At the end of that, I mean, is she gonna pass out? I'm like, what?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. She's, man.
No, I have to back up.
You nailed it. That's awesome.
I'm sure I back up.
You don't want to blow your speakers.
Oh, that blow is, it.
That's fine. Blow them. That's awesome. Fantastic job. I absolutely
thank
love
you.
It. Hush, yeah. But I take Venmo. I just want to let you know. Venmo and Zelle and all that stuff, but not credit cards. We're going to take a break. We're with the Hills. This is the Songwriter Connection.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to The Songwriter Connection with Dave Linehan. Find us on Facebook and YouTube at The Songwriter Connection Podcast. And find Dave at thedaveconnection.com. Now back to the show with your host, Dave Linehan.
I always like to have a little talk in there anyway. It's cool, man. It's just... It's the vibe. We're cash here.
Okay.
So this is The Songwriter Connection. And if you are listening on YouTube, and I know we're not video, but we're out there on YouTube. You got to be on YouTube. So we're there. Hit like and subscribe because we're trying to grow our listener base there as well. So please do. And thank you for telling folks because now we're over 3 million streams worldwide as you listen today. And,
right.
You know, you could be 3 million in one or two, whatever. But, mm-hmm. but thank you so much for that. And also I do remind you at this point that we do have the Spotify playlist, the Songwriter Connection, the songs. Every time we have every Wednesday when we publish, I add a couple of songs from the guest that's on that day. And you can just stream through there and, you know, hit shuffle and you'll love it. You'll enjoy it. So the Heels are with us. Fantastic. Brittany, Bobby, Kyla, thank you so much. Busy schedule. I don't know how you do it all. I mean, seriously, how do you do it all?
Well,
and you have children. What, two?
Yes.
Brittany has two?
Yeah. I have one. And
one?
Then I have one on the way.
One on the way.
Yes.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Yes, things are about to get wilder.
How old is your...
She's 3.5.
3.5.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so we all share a home down here.
Do you?
Like all us girls and my husband and my daughter.
And your daughter.
Yeah, so we share a little townhouse.
And a car.
And a little car.
Yeah.
We have one
a little
life.
Kitchen.
Yes. Yes.
We only had one pot up
for
until...
until a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. We finally got a set. What are we doing?
What are we doing?
We asked our landlord.
Yes.
Like, you know what? Let's just ask.
We learned that we share very well.
Oh,
we never
yeah.
fight.
It's like family.
Yeah.
Huh?
It is.
Really?
Well, we've been together for a long time.
A long time.
Yeah. And Britt's daughter is, we call her our baby.
Yes. She's being raised by all of us.
We're having another
raised
baby.
By family.
Yeah.
Another. What's your daughter's name?
She's Paige. Her name's Paige.
Paige.
Yeah.
Wonderful name. Wonderful.
Yeah, she's a little singer. She's a songwriter. We actually just wrote a song with her the other night at dinner. And
did you?
Yeah. And she was 3 years old eating rice, coming up with rhymes.
Like
wow.
She wrote like two full lines completely herself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not it's like a minute and a half long song. Like it's just like a little kid's sort of song for Halloween. And she made it.
We have to have her on the podcast, okay?
Yeah. Oh, that would be funny.
Definitely.
I love that. She's writing songs already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
great. She says, Mom, I want to write a song today. I'm like,
wow.
Great. Here we go.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
Gotta love it. A darling, for sure. You have some great people behind you. You've got a great team. And I was still with Grand Slam Productions.
Yeah.
No, these guys and the Conway Entertainment Group. Thompson Artist Management, and they've worked with people like the Red Clay Strays, yeah, were just awesome. Mm-hmm. Alabama, who else?
Randy Travis.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Lori Morgan.
Yeah, we feel very lucky.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, is that something that you, before you even came here, that you've been working with them?
Yeah.
Well, it's been like six.
Before we moved here.
But yeah, you were coming
We've
down.
Been with them for like 6 or 7 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But they saw us playing at the Bluebird.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. See, magic still happens at the Bluebird.
Yeah. It does. Yeah. How lucky were we? Yeah. We had a sold out show at the Bluebird. And when they asked, we thought, well, I guess we could try to get you a ticket.
That's how it is. And they normally sell it in like 4 minutes, 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah. It was crazy. Yeah. We were really lucky. Yeah. We've just met so many great people. We got to do that opportunity from a friend of ours, Jude Toy, who was one of our first friends that we met here in town. And so we're just so grateful that we keep getting connected with sweet people, songwriters, really. That's right. That's, and then everything just kind of leads to something else.
Mm-hmm. And that song that we just played, Hush Money, that was written with Clint Wells, who was, I think that was on our first writer's trip down here as a group. And we were just like, what did we just create? We rolled down the windows of our car and blasted it through the city. We were like, everybody needs to listen. It was just magical.
We rented an Escalade.
Yes. We felt cool.
Ooh.
We were bumping.
Oh, yeah.
And I think the demo was about 5 minutes long.
It was very long.
We were into it.
It was extended. It was the extended version. And
Now when you're live, do you do the extended version? I imagine.
Actually, we do. We have the claps.
Oh, with the full band. Yeah. When we do it acoustically, we do it how we just played it. But we do extend it with the band.
We have a full band show and an acoustic show because we like to keep ourselves guessing.
Yeah.
And both of them are different, and we always have to put our brains and think, focus. Okay, what version of this song are we doing?
And pray. Yeah.
Which one are we doing? Wow.
Don't miss your cue.
Yeah. But we can communicate with our eyeballs now. Yeah, so we can look at each other. Yes. Where are we? What's happening?
And it's telepathy. If I'm going to miss a lyric, you know.
Yeah.
I'm like,
we jump in.
Ear and headlights.
By now, y'all have that, you know, that link in the ear.
Yes.
ESPN.
Yeah. Right.
Yes. Anyway, that's awesome. That's great.
Yeah.
And you're playing, coming up, here at the end of this month at Chiefs. And what a beautiful
end of November.
Yeah. So yeah, this is, if you're listening on the day it's published, it's November 12th that things go as planned. I mean, they don't always go as planned, but that's what we're shooting for. So, but that's going to be fantastic. And don't you love that facility reminds me of Ryman, where I used to work. We've got the stained glass, not the same kind of stained glass, but the stained glass windows.
So beautiful.
And it's just, the acoustics in there are fantastic. Mm-hmm. So it's a cool place.
Yeah. Very cool.
So, you're doing magical things. You're playing all the great places here at the Listening Room.
Mm-hmm. Well, our goal is to have a place on Broadway, a heels bar with different levels. We're not going to tell you what's the levels.
We have a whole plan.
But
there's always room for one more.
Oh, yeah.
There always is. We've got to have a rooftop bar.
Yes, we will.
That just goes without saying.
We have a plethora of experience in restaurants and bars.
And service. And service and just different skills.
I mean, I did payroll this morning for my restaurant.
Yeah. Wow. I believe that will happen for you.
Thank you.
We're going to manifest that.
Yes.
Thanks.
You'll call it the heels?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we got some ideas.
Yeah, we can't say.
I see that because Post Malone's just opened last week. Did you hear about it?
Yeah.
It was just absolutely unbelievable. Thousands of people downtown.
Shut down.
Put a stage up, and Lainey Wilson showed up, and Brooks and Dunn, and then they invited everybody in for free drinks and food. Wow. I would love to see that. What that cost them. Yeah. But what I never could understand, and I love Post Malone, I love what he's doing. Posties? Really?
Yeah.
Posties?
Well, ours are called the Healers.
The Healers. Now, that I like. Is that what you call your fan base? The Healers?
Yeah,
the Healers.
I love that. Now, this brings me to healing is important. And you put tones in the songs, healing tones. And tell me about that. How does that work?
We just came about with the idea just randomly. We were sitting around just chatting about what different things we could implement into I Am. That's how it came about. And we worked with the Kootenai Sound Healing Center, and they did pitch tuning forks and singing bowls and
gongs.
Yeah, and gongs. We actually got to experience it ourselves too on our bodies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And they recorded it specifically for our last album that we did. For all the tracks, the whole
all
album.
The tracks mm-hmm. on there. Yeah. And that's the I Am album?
No, I Am is the final track on our album that's titled I Am.
Okay.
And that one actually was not with Kootenai Sound Healing, I don't think, right?
No, but there's a ton of
so long ago. That specific song, but then we worked with Kootenai Sound Healing Center yeah. and then we worked with them for our whole next album.
Yeah.
Isn't that something? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Man.
We've been wanting to do that since the beginning, too. We talked mm-hmm. about that.
We always listen
right
to
the
healing
beginning.
Frequencies. Mm-hmm. And we were big believers in the way that we speak to ourselves and positive affirmations. Mm-hmm. And then we felt, as a band that talked about healing, when we were putting together the album I Am, we felt almost like this responsibility to add something to the musical composition of everything we had recorded that just kept getting longer and longer because COVID was happening and we had nothing to do but write songs and record. So we were digging through our catalog, and I Am, we wrote one night. We were
in Toronto.
We were mm-hmm. sitting on our hotel mm-hmm. room bed. It was mm-hmm. the night of the shooting that happened
in Vegas
yeah. with Jason Aldean.
It was terrible.
Yeah, and we had friends that were there, and so we were seeing things like in real time, and mm-hmm. we were like, "Wow, what
were
is happening
okay?
with the world?"
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, thankfully.
Yeah,
but yeah, we were like, "What is happening? Like, what can we do? How can we help?" And we just started writing. I Am about us, like about people uniting and coming together and like what. Yeah. Yeah.
I love it.
So we put it on the album. I think it was one of the last songs that we recorded. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the tempo is set to a resting human heartbeat. There's a frequency of love underneath there. Mm-hmm. And there's even, I think, ocean sounds, bird sounds, things that are supposed to calm your nervous system. Mm-hmm.
It's 4 minutes and 44 seconds.
Yes. We were very intentional.
I'm just going to play a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's do a little bit.
I am a channel for divine creativity. I am an instrument of a higher will. Have we forgotten who we are together? Have we forgotten we belong together?
When you ladies come in on that, it's bone chilling. It just gets shivers up my spine. It's such beautiful harmony, and the message is just incredible.
Thank you. Yeah. It's actually my alarm clock.
It is.
It's beautiful to
Are
wake
you
up
kidding
to.
Me?
I'm not kidding.
You just spoiled the whole thing.
It's the best thing to wake up to.
That is so cool.
Much better than my alarm.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good way to wake up.
It's amazing because it comes in gently.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. With the birds.
I highly recommend it.
Yes. And you do the bird sound.
Yeah. Actually, we could have done that.
We could have done that.
Yeah, we just found birds for that one, but we were what were we thinking?
Yes. Yeah. But a lot of yoga studios.
That was not a sound effect, so that was
Kyla.
Yeah.
But it's really taken off on spirituality playlists, mm-hmm. and it gave us a whole new fan base mm-hmm. based
people
on...
were using it in like yoga rooms,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
like yoga studios and. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Pretty cool.
So that was why we kind of decided to go ahead with adding those layers of healing to the whole next mm-hmm. album.
Yeah. It was definitely like doing something.
Mm-hmm. It's just incredible. And you're helping people. Yes. So you were all in the process of healing when you formed.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on? You want to talk about it?
It is an ongoing process.
Still, no one's ever fully healed, I don't think.
No.
But we're always figuring out ways to work through everything.
I think that's a human experience.
Yes, totally.
Yeah. I don't think anybody ever does, really.
Yeah, and we're trying to be a lot more authentic on our social media. For a time there, we were kind of a bit afraid to show the vulnerability, like the other sides of us, like mm-hmm. having no makeup on sometimes, you know, simple things like that, and just having people see all sides of us. And I just think mm-hmm. it's a journey for us as artists and as individuals in a trio is like finding our own voice and where we sit within that.
Mm-hmm. And like the healing I feel like we've done as a group with our music has come in different stages as well. Like when we first all got together, we wrote specifically songs that made us feel strong and powerful because that made us feel good and through what we were like and process what we were going through at that time. Like mm-hmm. whether it was like bad breakups or problems at home or whatever it was like we felt confident and independent in ourselves together.
Love that.
And then so that's like if you listen to the first album Love Heals, it's like all that. It's all just being like good on your own and strong. Mm. And then the second one, I feel like we dabbled in more topics and more sides to us. And then definitely in the third one, we really like, I think when we were uploading it too, we were nervous because we pushed boundaries that we had never talked about before.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, who knows what's coming up next?
That was going to be my next question.
We don't even know.
You've been writing a lot of songs.
So many songs. Yeah. We have like 400 songs right now to narrow down to 3.
How do you do that?
We don't.
How do you do that?
We have not.
Yeah.
So tell me about your writing process.
Well, we each have a different type of process and each different strengths, I find, when we get in a room. We love co-writing. Mm-hmm. I feel like, have we ever done just the three of us?
No, I am. Oh, wait, we brought Anthony in eventually.
Yeah, so yeah.
But we wrote most of that one.
Yeah, we generally do bring in a co-writer.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes we have different titles or hooks or the co-writer will bring the idea in and then we just build off of that. But it's interesting. We've had a lot of people tell us it's fascinating to watch us write because people can see us thinking within each other's circles.
We know how each other's brains work and stuff now.
Yeah.
Someone called it hive mind.
Hive mind.
Yeah, because we all share a consciousness almost. And also someone had told us that it's nice the way that we're very considerate of each other. Like we want to make sure that everybody resonates with it. Mm-hmm. So we'll say, what do you think? What do you think? Like before we, you know, really go with something.
And we're honest. If somebody doesn't like it, like, especially me, you'll know. Like, I can't filter because if it isn't something I would want to sing, then I feel safe enough to say that to the girls.
Is Kylie the queen bee?
I wouldn't say that. We're all queen bees.
You're all queen bees.
Yeah.
I get that feeling. And it's like your soul sisters in music.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Which is really cool. And I think it comes out in everything that you do. The harmonies, the melodies, everything. So it's cool. Keep doing that. And what I also love is that you're your own thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's no other. I can't compare you. There's nobody to compare you to.
Because
you are.
Thank you.
That's what we're working towards.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's so important today. Because it's already a Shania. Right?
Yeah. We call ourselves the Shania sisters though. Because we like to bring her kind of like energy and entertainment value.
Well,
like
you can't go wrong with that.
Right. Yeah. So,
yeah
and sass, and her lyrics are so colorful and fun and she got the rock like influence behind her, which we do a lot too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. How about you pick up that Taylor guitar? Okay. Is that Taylor? What is it? That is a Taylor.
It is a Taylor Mini.
A Taylor Mini. And we're gonna hear another song. Yeah. And we like the stories behind the songs.
Okay.
So I'd like to really get into the process. Under the hood, as we say.
Oh, yeah. That's a song title right there.
Under the hood.
Mm.
Let's write that together.
Write that. I'm in.
Yeah. Do you want to do a trailer? Take the trailer?
I was thinking trailer. You know, that is such a cool song.
Yeah.
Tell me about the writing. By the way, before they even do it, I'm going to tell you, you're going to have to go to YouTube and you're going to have to find it's on it's on your webpage.
Yeah.
Heels Music.
Heelsmusic.com.
And it's just the coolest video.
It's won a few awards up in Canada. 3.
I can see why. You didn't have any fun at all.
No.
I love the scene where she's out there with a vacuum vacuuming up. A carpet vacuum vacuuming up leaves.
Yeah, just trying to vacuum up that gravel, I guess. Everything we can do.
As characters.
Oh, yeah, we came up with characters. We gave them names even.
Yeah.
Did
I think we made them Instagram pages, actually.
Yes,
we did. They're very funny.
We committed.
That's awesome. I love that. That's great.
Yeah, we had Queen Quinn,
Queen Quinn.
And Roberta Bobbitt. And Jeannie Bombierney.
Yeah,
because she had beer cans in her hair.
We really went for it.
Yeah. We found out beer cans for curlers doesn't really work.
No.
We didn't do it right.
Kyla has a lot of hair.
Yeah.
She's like a Pantene Pro-V ad in real life. So I don't know. Maybe if you had small hair.
Or maybe they needed to be heated. I don't know.
Who knows? We didn't try that.
You'd be happy to model for them, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll do it again.
Do their commercials.
Sure.
Yeah, sure. Why not? Yeah. So tell us about the writing of these. So
Take the Trailer started. We were driving to a show and our lives are so synchronistic that I think at this time we were all kind of moving all at the same time. Everyone seems to do everything at once.
Yeah.
But not planned.
No.
Yeah.
So I think, Kyla, you were moving.
Probably.
And
I move every year.
And so
It was like a little conversation idea of, you know, if you had to throw everything quickly into a truck, what would you bring? And we completely missed our exit. We were very late to a show. We were very much
We literally just ran onto stage.
We did. And oh, and Brittany's husband was there, and he, why was he not traveling
with us? He also is the band leader. Yeah. He was must have been, oh, you know what? I think we were at a radio interview before that.
Yeah. So he was like, where are you? And we were halfway gone up the highway.
Music.
We're headed across the province
just chatting about life.
So
like I thought the exit was coming up still.
We did make it to the show though. We eventually ran on that stage. Yeah,
it's good.
And but we took this idea, we brought it to Nashville, and we wrote this with Troy Castellano. Do you know
Troy? He's been on the show a couple times.
Great guy. This was our first song we wrote with him, I think.
And also
Anthony Fiddler. And I think this we just kind of were writing something that was fun and colorful, and I guess people connect to it because it's really about following your path of joy. You know, there's so many check boxes that people will implement on you and make you feel like if you have this, then you're going to be happy. And if you have, I was definitely a victim of that. Yeah. And I feel like this song tells you that no matter what that might look like, you know, it's, there's all different paths to happiness.
Gotcha. And that song really just kept going. We called it our little song that could, because it's still one of our top songs on like Apple Radio. Like every week, it's like one of the tops. And then it got added to the iHeart Radio network. And
all across North America.
Years after we released it. Yeah, across North America. And like it just keeps surprising us. I won a few awards.
And it's quirky, but in a way, we've had women that have reached out.
Real.
Yeah, they've sent us letters saying how it changed their lives because while they were on their way to their last meeting at their divorce court, they listened to it on repeat and they felt so empowered and
blasted it after.
Yeah, like it's an uplifting song, but it's definitely, our songs have layers of what we're saying.
Yeah.
Isn't it amazing how a song takes on a life of its own?
Totally.
Yeah, and it just grows. Yeah. Well, let's hear it.
Okay.
It's really a great song. It's a fun song.
And you know what? We normally medley this with your favorite song, Seven Bridges Road.
Yeah.
Off the top. We add it together.
We can't do that.
We won't do that today.
The Eagles are really nasty about about their royalties. So. But do your song. Yeah.
Okay. We'll do it with the Woes.
Sure.
Okay.
Got the mortgage, a dog, and the dream. It's been years of tears, and I'm still here, waiting on what's supposed to be.
My best life as a good wife.
Where did it go wrong?
In the driveway, calling my name.
That silver lining all along.
You keep the house, I'll take the trailer.
On the 65, grab the vinyls, my heels and the wine. Oh. I'll leave the weight machine and your super soft screen where your lazy boy can recline.
Into your beer cans and the lava lamps and the Xbox you can't let go. Hook the truck up before you wake up.
About time I hit the road. You keep the house, I'll take the trailer.
Trailer, honey, I'm out.
That is incredible. Great harmonies and a great song. The Heels with his on the Songwriter Connection podcast. I've always said, I think in the songwriting process, the most important line is the line before the hook. I never like the Neighbors. Yeah. I'll take the trailer. But now you had more than one good line before the hook. You know? See you later, things like that. So. Mm-hmm. Very fun write, I'll bet, huh? Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it was. Did you laugh a lot?
I'm sure we did. Oh, yeah. Definitely. Troy's the best. He's been so just such a great friend, and I feel like we write with him more than anybody.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've written a lot of songs.
Yeah.
With him.
Yeah. He's a good guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very talented. A lot of songs that involve something on wheels.
Too. That's true.
Yes. Yeah. We have a song called Minivan Plans.
Minivan Plans.
Yeah, yeah. We have one about like driving on a highway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a great writer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think in that write too, we had started by making, like Bobby said, a list of like all the things that we would leave and all the things we would take. And I think we started, remember, like in the demo or something, we were just listing them off. Like, yeah. You can have
at the end.
Oh, I'll take this. And we were like just being silly, but it was.
I love that you take the vinyl. Yeah, I love that. Yeah, I would take the vinyl. How about one more song before you take? Oh, before we get to that.
Yeah.
I want you just signed it. We can talk about your record deal.
Yeah,
yeah.
Tell me
how exciting.
The first one we're officially talking about it with.
Yeah, awesome. Tell me about it.
Well, it's with Clearwater Records. They are a boutique label here in Nashville, and Robert Gomes is the label head. Mm-hmm. And Robert has been friends of ours for a couple years now. Nice. He first came to a show that we actually were playing with Megan Barker at City Winery. Mm-hmm. And if you know Megan, it's Jammin' and Jammies.
So that's right.
Yeah. We, as the Heels, thought, well, we have to wear heels with our outfits. So we actually wore lingerie. And Robert said it was unforgettable.
I'm sure it was.
And now we have a deal. Yes. We were in our silk. But we were like, well, we got to wear jammies, but we got to make it fancy. So.
Oh, that's incredible. Tell me there's video of that out there.
Doggone it.
Yeah. Man, I miss
silk.
That.
Yeah.
Silk.
Yeah, and I think that was 3 years ago.
Wow.
Paige, it was about time, you know, when Paige was not even a year old. I know, it's crazy.
So he did come and see us in other capacities
as well. We've built a friendship with him since then, and he's good friends with our manager, Tony, as well, like best friends with him. So we've gotten to know his family and or his wife, and we've built a
That's awesome. Fun and you've got some serious label mates, too.
Yes. Roy
Morgan and Mark Chestnut and Mark Sun, right?
Casey Chestnut. Actually, that's where we're headed tonight. We're going to put some vocals on Casey's new song. So we can't say what that is, but we're excited to collaborate. We love adding our harmonies to things. And we have some songs actually coming out, I think it'll be next year, with another artist that we wrote with her. And it's a really special song. And we originally were just going to add our harmonies. And that's a really cool thing about Nashville, is that we've been writing with other artists and they've been releasing the songs as well. And we've got to go in the studio and sprinkle our little harmony bits.
Yeah. That's great. That shows you're real writers. You're real writers. Yeah. So that's awesome. Appreciate it. How about you take us out with one? And we'll find you on all the socials at The Heels Music, right?
Yes. TheHeelsMusic.com.
H-E-E-L-S, not yes. H-E-A.
Important to say. At one time it was the other way.
It was, yes. That's why we correct ourselves now.
H-E-L-L-S.
Or E-E.
E-E-S. What did I say? I meant that. Hear what I say. Meant, not what I say. Heels on wheels.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, we say that.
Do you all the time?
We do.
Yeah.
When we're on
heels
a road
on wheels.
Trip.
And heels meals.
Yeah.
Heels meals.
There's a lot of heel isms.
Yes. Yeah. And down here in the South, people often call us the Hills.
With the accent.
And the accent. So we're like, that's kind of cool too, but the heels.
The heels. Heels. All right.
What do you guys want to play?
You do John Wayne.
You didn't do John Wayne, and that's your current single.
You've got to feature the whistling as well.
Yes.
Oh, let's do it.
All right. Well, this was inspired by a quote that we read from Mr. John Wayne. Let me get my tambo here. He said, courage is being scared to death, but saddling up anyways.
Ooh, I like that.
I've been the quiet man too long, kept come and watched it all go wrong. Right now they want me scared to death, cause no one knows what happens next. Hightailing out of here won't get me anywhere. Courage is facing fear. Come John Wayne, and it's time to shoot the truth. Both guns blazing, go grab your boots. Tomorrow hopes at yesterday, we learn something along the way. If we don't learn, we will repeat all the hell in history. Won't get us anywhere. Courage is facing fear. Gone John Wayne, and it's time to shoot the truth. Both guns blazing, it's what the Duke would do. When heavy tries to hit, fight hard and find true grit. Gone John Wayne, and go grab your people lose their say, talk slow, as freedom slowly slip away. Talk low, I've seen the people lose their say, talk slow. Don't talk too much, gone John Wayne, and it's time to shoot the truth. Both guns blazing, it's what the Duke would do. When heavy tries to hit, fight hard and find true grit. Gone John Wayne, and go grab.
That's awesome. I love it. Great song. And you know, it's doing real well for you. I'm just looking at Spotify. And this is Spotify alone. It's pushing up near 200,000 streams. So yeah. I'm sure you have it everywhere. It's doing really well for you. It's a great song. Great.
Thank you. Great. We had his family. They shared it.
Yeah. And did they really?
He has a cafe in Fort Worth, and they were sharing it.
They invited us in. They treated us really well there.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet.
They have great coffee.
Yeah.
They do.
Well, ladies, everything I heard about you and more, you're just amazing.
Aww. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I thank you for sharing your time, your songs, your music, your stories with us.
Really
appreciate
us.
Having you here. All
thank
the best.
You.
Thank yeah. you. Folks, know right on, WRITE.
We hope you enjoyed this intimate glimpse into the world of songwriting and found inspiration in the stories shared by our talented guests. Remember, the magic of music lies not only in the notes and chords, but in the emotions and experiences woven into every lyric. Until next time, keep listening, keep creating, and keep the melodies alive.